You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
It's Ask Shelley. Every Monday morning and right around this time we get together, and Shelley answers the questions that you send her via email, carrier pigeon, semaphore.
You know, whatever.
Hey, you get the message in here. That's right. Yeah. Like letter number one. Wow. This is a great letter, actually. Shelley, it's my first time ever asking a question. I hope I can hear it online, or here it goes. So here goes. Last night, I ended up sneezing and hiccuping at exactly the same time. My wife heard it and laughed out loud. My response back was that it was a good thing I didn't fart and burp at the same time, or my life probably would have ended in that moment. It got me thinking, can someone sneeze, burp, hiccup, and fart at exactly the same time? And if so, would it kill you? This is like one of those terrible, it's like when Faces of Death ran out of ideas to kill the people.
Yeah.
Hope to hear the answer. Love you guys in the morning. Been listening for years and years and years. Signed, Tim.
Well, the internet says what you did is impossible. So I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Uh-oh.
A hiccup is a twitch of the diaphragm, which
sucks in
air. A sneeze is a reflex, which blows out air. So they shouldn't be able to happen simultaneously. But you, sir, are very talented. As for everything else, according to a doctor from Bombay Hospital.
Well, let me tell you about farting at the same time.
No, you will not die. You will feel some relief, though. No, it will not feel like an orgasm. Sneeze is involuntary, the doctor writes. When sneezing occurs, the back of the tongue goes up and palate comes down in an attempt to facilitate passage of air through the nostrils.
Oh, interesting.
But the closure is not complete, so some air will always pass through the oral cavity.
Right.
That's how you can burp at the same time. It's also involuntary, though some people can belch voluntarily. In burping, ingested air gets involuntarily released from the stomach, passed through the food pipe. The air is either expelled or inhaled. Farting is to some extent voluntary, as you can modulate the sound and speed by controlling the contraction and relaxation of the anal sphincter.
Mm-hmm.
However, in sleep and in conditions wherein it is difficult to control the sphincter, like bursts of laughter or, you know, sneezing, farting can pass without our control.
So you could sneeze and fart really easily.
Yep, and since you're not closing off the line to the mouth, you could possibly sneeze, burp, and fart at the same time. But the sneeze reflex will usually be the most powerful.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The involuntary one. That one is designed to, like the others, remove something, but apparently that's priority.
Yep.
Body-wise.
The most powerful.
Especially these days, man. You don't want to sneeze. Oh, my God.
I know.
The looks. Hey, daggers. You know?
Not in public. Yeah,
not
for
in
sure.
public. No. Allergies. I swear to you. Allergies. All right. Good letter. Good answer, by the way. Letter number two. Shelley, this might be too gross. All right. Really? Have you heard this segment before? This might be too gross. Challenge accepted. I was wondering if you guys know if other animals poop out corn the same way we do, intact, that you really can't digest it. Can you see the kernels in their poop, too, or is that just a human thing? Thanks, John.
Well, I had to look for this one. According to The Takeout, the
phenomenon
is not specific to humans. Cows experience it, too.
Yeah.
Which they say is pretty unexpected because their digestive systems can break things down. They break down tough materials better than ours.
Yeah.
They describe the way that cows make steak. Basically, they eat something, puke it back into their mouths, and then chew it again.
Yeah. Yeah. But they have four stomachs and all that jazz.
Scientists have discovered that corn sometimes manages to emerge unscathed partially from this process of chewing the cud. Live Science says it's the thin yellow exterior of each kernel that doesn't get digested. It's cellulose, a durable fiber that helps shield corn from bad weather, pests, other potential damage. They explain that about 10% of each kernel is made of the cellulose. So whatever you can detect in your poop isn't quite as whole as you're thinking it is. The other 90% is a combination of starch, antioxidants, and other nutritional elements, and those do get digested by both humans and cows.
Oh, so it's not totally worthless.
Right.
Okay, because I've often wondered, why am I bothering eating this if I can't, you know, they say you can't digest it. It's like, well, I got to be eating part of it, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, you're yeah, about 90% of it.
Okay, good. Finally, this. Boy, we're scatological today.
I know.
I wanted to write a question for Ask Shelley, and I finally thought of one. Boy, why do prunes make you poop? Signed, Kate.
Well,
Shelley?
According to Mental Floss, old people claim it'll hasten the excretory process. The European Union says it won't. They actually had a ruling on this. That's the kind of stuff they're rolling on in the European Union.
Wow.
In 2010 anyways. The European Food Safety Authority decreed that it was dishonest to sell prunes as laxatives. The ruling cited insufficient evidence of prunes' poop-moving properties. But the scientific evidence really does point to it being something that makes you poop.
Well, it's fruit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So like a lot of fruits, it's high in insoluble fiber, which adds bulk to food in the process of digestion, while also helping it pass through the system faster.
Right.
They also contain sorbitol, which is like a sugar alcohol that's a laxative. They naturally laced with a couple of types of acids. Should I even try to say it? Neochlorogenic and chlorogenic acids. The same chemicals that can help send you to the bathroom after you drink a cup of coffee. They've got that
in them
as well.
All right.
So yeah, they can ease the passage of certain poops. But they're also delicious, according to Mental Floss. A fact often overshadowed by their functionality. That's why in the year 2000, the Prune Lobby launched a massive rebranding effort.
I totally understand this. They are delicious. They're dried fruits.
Yeah.
I mean, they're condensed.
Sugary.
They're like grapes become raisins, plums become prunes, and you get a bad rap when all you associate them with is taking a dump.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you see these TV commercials for the California prunes or whatever it is, they're not selling it for the dump qualities. They're trying to they're delicious. Make them into a pie. Do this, do that. And then, every joke that's ever been made is the only reason they're in your house is for their laxative quality. So if you're you got an uphill battle if you're the prune lobby.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's why they went with, we will call them dried plums instead of prunes.
I would call them dried plums as well. Yes. Well, do we call other fruits different? I guess we do. Dried grapes or raisins.
Mm-hmm.
But like dried apricots are just dried apricots.
And they're good, too.
They are freaking great. Yeah. Yeah, those will get you moving, too. Hey, you know what? When you dry something out, you condense it. It condenses all the flavors and everything else. Makes it twice as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. If you have a question for Shelley, send it to Shelley@FM99.com. It's Ask Shelley. It's something we do on Mondays at this time. Very poop-esque.
It really is today.
Yes.